So prior to COVID, we were looking at SAT scores and testing scores to determine who should be admitted. During COVID, we got rid of that, right? So we became testing optional. We are still testing optional. We are looking to see if we want to go back and looking at testing scores. But again, we're not doing it just by the fly of night. We're looking at research. We're looking to see what other institutions are doing. We're looking to see what the standard testing agencies are saying. But let me say this, we're not just using the standard testing agencies' reports because, again, they're missing out on that audience. But we do want to know what it is they're saying. We do have some data tools to be able to let us know where there's a, you know, where there's a miss. One of the things that we have done, though, in the meantime, is we're being very selective with high schools that we have relationships with. So we're able to say, okay, we know that for this high school, they're feeling that their students are just as or almost as successful as they were prior to COVID. So we've made some changes, but we are still testing optional. And that's important for us because we want to ensure that the reputation, the quality of education that a student is receiving remains constant, one. And two, I'm purposely looking at Jason now. I don't know what that would do in a classroom setting if the student is not academically prepared to meet the syllabus that has been put in place with the instructor. So that's a really important piece for us. So yeah, we're spending some time and energy looking at how academically prepared are our entering students. In addition to that, we're also having conversations about the out of the classroom services that need to be in place to support some of these students. For some of these students, it doesn't necessarily mean that they shouldn't be admitted to college. It may mean that they need a little extra encouragement, incentive to be able to meet that you know, that academic expectation. So we are looking at things that are coming out of our new student orientation. We're putting that in place. We're having conversations about what should be a part of the FYE program. So we are having those conversations to say, okay, without officially offering remedial courses, not that there's anything wrong with that, but that is not who we are, that is not what we offer. What are other services and skills that we can provide students so that, again, that they're feeling confident and academically prepared for what's taking place in the classroom. And it doesn't necessarily mean that we have to revisit significantly our admission standards. Oh, I'm sorry, we also do essays and we do letters of recommendations. I apologize, I failed to put that in. So for us, it's not just the letter grade. We have substituted the standardized testing with an essay. So again, we are looking at your comprehension skills, we're looking at your reading skills, we're looking at what your guidance counselors are saying. So yes, there are some other pieces that are there.